the countries and companies that could leap ahead in the race to build a better battery. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. We are taking a look at battery technology, how longer-lasting batteries are the key to powering next-generation devices, and how batteries that can store more energy are the key to greener electrical grids, electric cars, and powering cities and houses. President Trump has proposed major budget cuts in advanced energy technology. Private companies are working on the problem, but it's expensive and extremely difficult. And a lack of funding here could open the door for other countries to pull ahead in battery research. Kristen Person is a professor of materials and engineering at UC Berkeley. She works on developing new battery technology at a lab that's currently funded by the Department of Energy. I asked her who else is in this race.
It's been led by Asia since Sony commercialized the first lithium-ion battery in 1992, or the 1990s. I would say that a lot of the materials developments have been coming from the U.S., and even though the first prototype lithium-ion battery was made here in the U.S., the industry just didn't pick it up fast enough. So I think that's being realized, and there are quite a few startups in the U.S. trying to come up with beyond lithium-ion. And we'll just hope that they get the support they need.
What companies are leading the way? We keep hearing that, you know, Tesla is a big leader in battery technology. What's the breakthrough that Tesla has managed to accomplish?
So Tesla is, I think, more about doing the same technology better, faster. When they implemented the first batteries in their cars, they actually bought consumer batteries, commodity batteries from the portable electronics market. And the Gigafactory is about making those batteries faster and better. There are other companies in the world that are trying to come up with new chemistries, new materials, but it's a long road. And you're looking at some of the larger companies like Samsung, but it's going to take some time because even if you have something working in the lab today, the car industry wants something to test for 4 years before they even think about putting it in a car.
And when you say it's far out, I mean, how far are you talking, do you think?
Well, it's hard to predict discovery.
True.
And we are looking at discovery of new materials here. Currently, there really isn't anything that is completely working. There are a good number of prototypes. So if we compare this to the timeline of lithium-ion, Stan Whittingham, a prototype, the first lithium-ion battery in the 1970s here in the U.S., and that was a low energy density battery, but it did work, but it was unsafe. 20 years later, Sony commercialized the real working lithium-ion battery. So let's say that I have a prototype of a beyond lithium-ion battery working today in the lab, which we do have a few. You're looking at 20 years of optimizations before we're going to see it in the marketplace.
And then can you tell me a little bit about the history of batteries? I mean, this is something that scientists all the way back to Edison have been working on, right? This sort of this dream of, I guess, wireless power.
Right. Edison, who started, I believe, the first utility company here in the U.S. in New York, and he was so frustrated with the battery, the existing battery technology at the time, that he actually invented his own battery.
That's Kristen Person, a professor of materials and engineering at UC Berkeley. The country's advanced energy projects do have bipartisan support, and some believe Congress may override the president's proposal and keep funding levels the same. And it is Feedback Friday here on Marketplace Tech. Earlier this week, we asked if you'd let your kids use Facebook's new Messenger Kids service, or if your kids think Facebook is cool. Frank R. said his 17-year-old and most of his friends are not on Facebook. They prefer Snapchat and, quote, house party with a little Instagram thrown in. I looked up house party. Turns out, for old people like me who didn't already know, it's an app for doing group video chats with up to 8 people. Live and learn. Stephanie Hughes is the producer of Marketplace Tech. She said she has heard the name house party in reference to the app. Down Powell is our engineer, and he said he had never heard of it. So we all got hipper together. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. Here is an investment opportunity for you with a guaranteed return. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You also help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust. So don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.